Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is time to ask the Ready to Love officer with his 150 episodes.
Yeah.
We call him the Riddle-O for short. And Junior, right now. This is from Lena in San Diego. And Lena writes, a friend FaceTimed me while I was out with a new guy. I showed him to her and she hollered his name out. He smiled and called her by name. They both say what they had was in the past and they won't tell me what that what was. Should I go out with him again without knowing what kind of history they have?
We know what that was. What are you talking about? We don't know what that was. As soon as they both screamed and looked at each other, we know exactly what that was. They just not gonna go in detail and tell you what that was. But surely you smart enough to realize what that was.
So, hello? Should she go out with him again? That's her question.
If she probably not, because she's going to keep trying to figure out what was what.
She's going to get on his nerves. That's what you're saying, baby.
Yeah, she's going to get on his nerve. He ain't got time to be blowing the note, giving you all this detail. It's over. Let it go. Why is y'all showing who calling y'all? Why y'all do that? Why do y'all have all this FaceTime? Get your face off my phone. That creates too much problem. Get your face off my phone. This is a phone. Just talk into it. You don't have to see the other person. Creates a problem. Now we got to figure out what was now.
Yeah, you got to break up. Yeah. Lena got to.
You're right. I only like to do that with family. I think you're right, Tommy. I can't believe I said that. No. All right, Junior, what you think?
Like,
should she go out with him?
That was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what you need to focus on, you with the man.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, y'all showing everybody. But what that was is what you can have now. You need to get to where you can scream. That's what you need to focus on.
Scream somebody's name.
Quit worrying about, well, girl, he with me now. I'm about to get that same reaction. Just tell her that. I'm going to scream like you, girl. Give me, bye. All this FaceTime. And why is y'all showing everybody everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Golly. Me and Tommy never showed nobody nothing. You just had to be there to see it in person. Now, I had that.
You never seen my face on your phone.
I've never been on the other side of a FaceTime. Never.
All right, guys. We're moving on. This is from Charlinda in Norfolk. Charlinda writes, my ex called me at 2 a.m. saying he was out my way and he really needed to use the bathroom before driving home. Mm. He got all touchy-feely and I told him he had to leave. He got mad and left. Did he really have to pee or did he want sex?
No, he ain't had to pee. He could have peed all the way on the road to get to your house. All that grass and stuff, he could have been stopped. No.
Outside.
You was on his mind. He was lit, and he wanted to stop through and holler at you and see if you would holler back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You let him pee and told him to keep it moving, but the touchy-feely happened. But you let the touchy-feely go down a little bit. You was a little bit pulled in, but you have more morals than you let. You got to get out here. I'm not doing this. Everybody know how to stop and want to go to the bathroom. That's the way you get in the dough. That's how you get in. The question is, can you stay in the dough? That's the problem. Can you stay in the dough?
He couldn't, clearly. Junior?
In the words of Carla, both. Yes, he had to pee, and yes, he wanted sex. Yes, I've had to pee before, and yes, I wanted sex right after I finished. Yeah. Both.
Both. Okay. All right.
That is so a clear Bill Bellamy booty call right there.
Very definition of it.
Yeah.
Shredder, I've been to a woman's house, used the restroom, and then as I'm trying to get sex, I said, you know what? I like what you did with the living room. You start complimenting so you can stay.
Is you that any water?
Is this new crystal? Oh, this crystal looks nice. You just need to stay in the house.
Is that a pot of greens I see up there?
You cooking greens this early in the morning? You just need to stay in there. I'm going to get to the sex if I stay too long.
Okay, got it.
Both.
Okay.
Both. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, he got mad and left. He got mad and left.
Just say it, Carl. Say it. Both.
Both. That's it. All of the above, like on the SAT. All
yes.
Oh.
D.
Right.
All right. All right, moving on to Avery out of Calumet. Avery writes, I had a one-night stand with a female in her car. I lost my wallet in her car, and I've canceled my credit cards, but I want the pictures of my dad that were in my wallet. My wife thinks I lost it at the gym. Should I try to find this woman or not?
Huh. Oh, you done brought the wife in at the tail end of the story.
Okay. See how he did that?
Okay. Okay, you cancel all the cards. You got to get a new ID. You're going to have to call your brothers and sisters or something, try to get another picture of dad. Because you need to let this one go. You got to let this go. Now, somebody got some evidence of you right now. Mm-hmm. That's your problem. You got all your stuff. You out there, partner. Yeah. Y'all up in the car. When that time you was in a car? Why are you people still doing it in the car?
Question, Tommy. Yeah, would you call him stupid? Would you call this guy stupid?
This is stupid. This is stupid.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know why I came to you. Yeah.
Because game recognized game. Yeah.
Right, because I was thinking that, but I wanted to go to someone who I knew. Really,
have your wallet in two places, your socks or your drawers. Have your wallet where you know you can get back. You got to have that old man sock, that tight one. Oh. You can get that wallet down in there. Yeah.
Okay.
All in your drawers. That way you know where your stuff is. You need to know where your drawers, your keys, your wallet. You got to have all your stuff. It's a few things you got to know where they are.
Okay, when you're having sex in
But you
car.
In this car now, it's all on the floorboard. All your stuff up underneath her car. Do they still say floorboard? My bad. All on the floorboard.
Junior.
No, this is... The thing that threw me off, I won't. The pictures of my dad in my wallet. No, you don't. Your daddy pictures ain't got to do that. I'm going to tell you what you got a problem with, why you had to cancel your credit card.
Okay.
American Express is on your behind. They don't give up at all.
He canceled them, though,
Jerry. But American Express still want their money, even after you cancel. See, that's your problem. It ain't the pictures of your dad. You ain't crying over your dad. You had a one-night stand. Your daddy was in your wallet when you was doing it. Your daddy was right there on your hip. but you had to cancel credit because American Express don't care nothing about your daddy and what you was doing. Where is this balance? Is all American Express concerned about? Don't nobody care
because they'll give you a new number. You still got to pay off that old.
You
number.
Still got to pay. I cancel my credit card. American Express don't care nothing about that. Where is this balance?
Well, his wife thinks he left his wallet at the gym.
The gym is a deflection. That ain't got to do with it. I want my pictures of my dad. That's the nonsense. Your daddy in your wallet. He wasn't there.
How big is this wallet that people still got photos in them, though?
Who is these people?
Exactly. You're supposed to have those on your phone. All right. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.